This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, June 2nd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Welcome back. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop, texting early in the morning.
Oh, really? You didn't text me. I don't understand what you're saying.
I just saw him texting.
Texting, yeah.
It's just early.
Oh. He's probably texting his wife or daughter or something.
No, I'm texting my boy. So I'm going out to a U.S. Open qualifier today at Woodmont. My buddy's son's playing in it.
Nice.
So he tees off in an hour and 13 minutes.
Yeah, you got your golf gear on, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I want
a USA jacket.
I'm not going to wear sweatpants out there.
I believe today is dubbed the longest day in golf. Right?
36 holes.
Yeah.
Because everyone, it goes until dusk, basically, for people trying to qualify.
Yeah, there's 28 groups of three, so whatever that math is. A bunch of guys withdrew. So Lee Westwood was supposed to play. Bubba Watson was supposed to play today. About 10 other guys, and they all withdrew. I didn't understand it. Apparently, there were some people out there getting ready to film for YouTube, and they thought that Watson and Westwood were going to be out there and these other guys, and they all withdrew. I didn't get it. I don't know if they gave a reason or...
Sometimes it's just the juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Maybe. How many spots
will be open? I know they always do it at Woodmont.
Four or five, probably.
You got to ball out to get in there.
Yeah.
You know, these iconic players still have to qualify.
So these are the guys that withdrew. Westwood, Thomas Peters, Sebastian Moss. These guys are all pros. I mean, they're just legit players. Matt Jones, Bubba, Ben Campbell, David Puig. So there's... I don't know, seven or eight guys withdrew?
There was somebody yesterday at the airport. Was it yesterday? No, day before yesterday. And he was just like this strikingly handsome guy. And, you know, it's not something... I mean, it's just one of those guys where you just look at him and you go, that's a handsome fella. Tan.
Cakes, you were at the airport?
Yeah. No, super fit. And he had a young daughter and his obviously the wife, but all I could think about was that guy's way out of that ladies' league. But anyway, this guy's strikingly handsome. And then as I'm walking past him and going to the bathroom, I notice he's wearing the Open backpack, like the kind of backpack you get if you play in the British Open. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like I looked at that guy and I go, that's a golfer.
Right, like real swag from a tournament.
Perfect tan.
Yeah.
Extremely fit,
mm-hmm.
Got a 3-year-old, and for the life of me, I couldn't figure out who it was. There's a part of me that just wants to go through every bio of every European tour player or every PGA tour player.
You have fun doing that.
And figure out who that was.
Sounds like a
stunned you
day.
Haven't yet.
I gotta know who this guy is. I gotta know who he is. But yeah. So, yeah, today's a big day. I know Ricky Fowler, I think, is supposed to play. I don't know where he's playing. I don't know if he's playing at Woodmont.
No, he's not playing at Woodmont.
Yeah.
So, my buddy's kid, who plays golf at Richmond, is playing with Brendan Steele today. Brendan Steele is on Live Tour now, but he's won three times on tour.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty cool experience. But, I don't know. I'm going to go out there, hopefully catch him around noon. He'll probably be done his first 18 around 11-ish, 11:30. So he probably won't tee off his second 18 until 12:30 or 1 o'clock.
Well, as you know, I just had my little golf trip. And
you survived.
Dude, I can't believe it. I can't believe I survived. Now, my buddy actually is a personal trainer. And he told me part of the reason why your back is bothering you, it's not your back. It's your hip flexors. Your hip flexors are too tight, right? So when you sit down, your hip flexors tighten up. And then so you got to learn to stretch those. So I was stretching them all weekend. We played 81 holes in 49 hours.
That's a lot.
A lot of golf. Okay.
So do the math on, is that four rounds plus some, or where'd you get to 81?
Because we played 27 one day, played 36, and then before I caught my flight, we played 18. So we played a lot of freaking golf. Great time. My golf started out very good, then went very bad, and then ended up average. But we had an awesome time. Great meals. Chicago Highlands is an unbelievable place. I wish it was open to the public so everyone could enjoy it.
Then it's more crowded. You probably like the exclusivity.
It's just a really, really nice
Not
place.
Not a billion people running around.
But I couldn't believe that we got through. I mean, I don't think I could ever top that. I don't think I'd ever top 81 holes
that's a lot of golf, you're
in
right.
49 hours. But in fact, you know what we did one time just to make it a little more palatable is we just did a 2-man scramble for one of the 18s, you know, where we just did me and my buddy against my other two buddies. Squirrel and I, 64.
Oh, you're scorching.
For 2-man, I'm a 10 and he's like a 4 or 5, that's pretty good.
It's really good.
We were balling. So we had a great time.
Any hole in ones?
No hole in ones. I mean, probably had 6 or 7 birdies.
Some near hole in ones.
I mean, yeah, you know, everyone's got those stories.
Not picture worthy.
I'm not taking a picture like my brother. but yeah, just a really enjoyable time. And my buddy Adam, who came back, he was so appreciative of it. And he said, you know, he's done a lot of golf trips, and he says usually the golf trips that I go on. He says, and he doesn't like them because he loves to play golf. But he says it's just guys' excuses to get away from the wives. Mm-hmm. So they just go and they just drink for 48 hours or, you know, 72 hours. They end up at a strip club. You know, they're doing gummies. Like, it's just
golf. It's not about the golf.
Golf is last on the priority. Sure. For this trip, for the group that I was with, my buddies, we like to just play golf. You know, I might have one drink on the course. You know, that's if I'm playing bad. And then have a nice dinner and a cocktail. But we're not like getting hammered, doing gummies, going to a strip club. We're just playing golf, grabbing a bite to eat, and going out and playing golf again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You're a tame group.
You're purists.
Of golf purists. Aficionados.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that that's what people do on golf trips. I had no idea. I don't really do
that. I suspected that people do that on golf trips. I've never been on one because I'm not that into golf. I couldn't imagine playing 81 holes. I like playing golf. I think I'm scheduled to play. Well, I'm supposed to play tomorrow, I guess, in the Purple Heart.
Correct.
But I've only played twice this year, and I think I'm playing on Sunday with a friend. And, like, it's cool to hang out. I couldn't do it over and over again. I think I would puke.
Caldez, get ready for some so heavy, sick of it. Heavy lifting on your part tomorrow.
Who's in your foursome?
It's Cakes.
Yep.
JP.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mar. And myself.
That's it.
Oh, nice.
That's the group.
Yeah. I told Mar he needs to start throwing a couple more bangers on the playlist.
I mean, tomorrow's my Super Bowl. It's locked in 24 hours out.
You got Ziggs? Like, what do you got?
The whole gambit. You name it, it's being brought
Zins,
to that golf course.
Ziggs. Yeah.
Are you back on a Zins?
No.
But for golf?
Yeah, it's for golf. For definitely. You know, once every blue moon. But yeah, tomorrow's my home course, 7057. I know that course like the back of my hand.
we're relying on you.
You got your new driver, too.
Exactly. So, you know, we'll be putting some out there.
Very good.
Mar told me on Friday, he goes, I'm going to read some putts for you on Tuesday. I go, okay.
Yeah, you just shrugged. You laughed at him.
Mar, have you ever kept score?
Maybe through like 10 or 11 holes.
Usually that's when you just bail.
And then I just punt.
Yeah, that's fine.
So while you were playing golf, Cakes and I got together on Saturday at the Old Glory DC rugby game.
We did, yes.
I
gotta tell you,
pictures of that.
Very great atmosphere at the Maryland Soccerplex.
Big crowd, too, for fan appreciation.
They had over 3,000 fans. I still don't know what I was watching.
I mean, we're the two most clueless rugby followers. I use that term very loosely in the entire stadium.
Cakes and I were like looking at each other and like, how do you turn the ball over? Yeah. I don't get it. And there was a guy in front of us.
There was a guy who was a rugby, just a stalwart. You could tell he was all rugby all the time.
He was eavesdropping, and a couple times he just basically called us morons.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, why would you be a moron if you don't know?
Well, also, he was very offended that we said that we intimated that the tush push was like
a rugby play.
Yeah, he didn't like it. He was like, That was stolen from rugby. It's a rugby play. And I felt like saying, I know, that's why it shouldn't be in the NFL. But I didn't. I held my tongue. And we just continue to watch a sport that we really
have no interest in.
No, we're just ignorant about. We don't know that much about it.
Right, right.
The other great sport to watch.
Well, if you're interested in it, you know more about it.
Yeah. The other great sport to watch while at the rugby game was the sport of trying to put up our radio booth.
Oh, I felt bad for the
promo. By the promo guys.
I felt bad for the promo guys.
It was one of those tents.
They were battling.
And they put the fabric on. They couldn't get it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not lying. I think the entire 2 hours we were there, they were working on it.
They were, but then they...
Just to have a tent to give away some swag?
Yes.
It was like you were broadcasting.
No, no broadcasting. No. Just a hub for them to hang out.
Eventually, they changed the top to a 94.7 the drive top.
Which is fine.
Because the 106.7 the fan top didn't work.
It's in the Odyssey
family. But by the time they got it up, they started taking it down.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
The elements were at play, JP. It was cold and windy.
The way, how was the weather? Was it kind of rainy?
Well, here's the thing. I showed up. I was wearing the Old Glory DC rugby, I don't know, alternate jersey. I don't even know.
Sweater.
Yeah. JP's wearing a Lido Pizza hoodie. Now, okay, poor marketing. He's at an Old Glory event wearing a Lido Pizza hoodie after we're given a million Old Glory, like, jerseys, sweatshirts, hoodies, whatever.
But I had the same one as you because I gave my other one to Mar. So I didn't want to wear the exact same one, so we'd look like twins.
But he had the last laugh because he was wearing a hoodie. And I showed up, and it was like 65 degrees. It was nice and sunny.
What happened?
Then the winds come in. Yeah. The temperature dips like 5 or 6 degrees.
You were freezing your balls off.
My yam bag is frozen off.
Yeah, right. The weather was crazy because, well, see, it poured last Wednesday. That was Wednesday, right? When it just poured all day?
Yeah.
And then Friday, big storms came through Friday evening. And then Saturday looked fine for the first, I don't know, couple hours of the day. And then all of a sudden there was more rain.
Oh, yeah.
And then it finally died off, and then it was fine.
Well, then there was drama, too, because we were supposed to do something at halftime during the rugby game. Some sort of like punt, pass, kick, try, right. I don't know, display. Power goes out with about 10 minutes left in halftime in the entire stadium.
All right.
Scoreboard out.
But it's daytime, though, right?
Daytime. You still see, but like they can't do anything on the mic. They don't have any electricity. No halftime show.
Yeah, Cakes and I were there.
You were going to do the try thing? You were going to do all that?
I don't know. We're going to do something rugby-related at halftime.
It hadn't been determined. There was just a guy who came up to us.
That was a blessing from God.
Yeah. There was a guy that just came up to us.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit.
And he came up to us.
Might have been a play.
He came up to us, and he's like, are you guys the radio guys? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, guys, just wait right here.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you guys are doing a halftime bit. I'll be back.
You had no
idea. He never
idea.
Showed up.
You had no idea you were supposed to do that.
No, we were going to go down on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was going to tell these two monkeys exactly what to do. And we were going to do it.
Yeah.
But it never got to that because they freaking lost power, which I felt bad for them. They're having their probably their biggest turnout of the season. And you can't see the score. You can't see the clock. But it was, I mean, people were still having a good time. They were entertained.
I do remember at one point, the guy who was eavesdropping on Cakes and I, our conversation, I turned to Cakes and go,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So is it 14 on 14? Because I was just counting. Yeah. I didn't know. I'm familiar with soccer, 11 on 11. I'm familiar with other sports. But I was just trying to count. But they're in a scrum a lot.
Yeah.
There's tackling.
I'm sure I so knew. Like, he's asking 40? Me how many are out there. I'm like, I don't know.
He turned so offended.
But what is
goes,
the number?
It's 15.
Oh, they have 15?
Hey, here's a little rugby knowledge. They also play what are called sevens, JP. Smaller sides.
Yeah. Right.
More that wide said, open game.
I think my son does that
good time.
In like the summer or something.
Okay. Could
he
be. Does,
he plays both.
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm like you. I'm trying to understand it. And I've watched a few matches. I don't understand it. I honestly don't.
Yeah, it's like they'll go 80% of the way down the field possessing the ball.
Yeah, you're like, what happened?
They'll just kick the ball to the other team. They'll say, you know what? I don't want this oblong, weird rugby ball any longer. I'm just going to give it to you guys.
Yeah.
Kick. Don't understand
in the corner,
why.
The other team picks it up.
Why don't you keep going?
Field position, I think. That's how I speculate.
Field position. They put it underneath there, and then...
There's a lot happening.
I don't understand.
There's a lot
either.
Of things going on.
Yeah. But we had a good time.
We did have
they
a good
did
time.
A bit where they throw the guy up in the
yes.
air.
Yes, they did that 100 times.
Yeah, you don't 100. Understand that either. Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. On the show today, we're talking about the Red Hot Nationals, who won 4 out of 6 on the road. Chelsea Janes, national MLB writer for the Washington Post. She'll join us coming up at 8:25. You want to chime in throughout the show? You can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. Same number on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Again, you can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.